Hare Krishna.
Today is the most auspicious occasion of Balaram Jayanti. Just as the peas are covered by a cover, or a banana is covered by a cover, similarly, the Supreme Lord appears along with his first associate, Balaramji. You will never find a banana appearing without a cover. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is always assisted in all his pastimes and protected by his first and most intimate expansion, Balaramji. As you see him coming as Anantashesha to offer himself as a bed to Lord Narayana, and as he comes as Lakshman, who never sleeps all these 14 years in the jungle, but while Sita Ram are asleep at night, he is going round and round with his bow and arrow, constantly protecting them from any dangers for them. In this way, it is said Krishna is like the seed and Balaram is like the cover of the seed. They both manifest as ultimate truths. Although Balaramji is a first and direct expansion of Krishna and called as non-different from Krishna except that he has a white color and Krishna has a blue color, still his mood is one of being a servant of Krishna. And he assists Krishna in all his wonderful pastimes. And he is a revealer of Krishna also to all Krishna's devotees. In Vrindavan Dham, even the covered men, the elderly covered men and elderly covered ladies and gopas and gopis and cows and calves, all of them scream in great panic and anxiety to see Krishna trapped in the coils of Kaliya. And Balaramji is the only enlightened one who is laughing at the whole scene, knowing Krishna's true prowess. That is why Balaramji is the Adi Guru, one who knows the complete truth about Krishna and one who can allow entry into understanding of Krishna for all the sincere devotees who want to approach Krishna. So you will always find Balaramji's tattva manifesting in any form, appearing as a guru. Lakshman appears as a guru to awaken the monkey king Sugriva, who was stuck in illusion. He awakened him, enlightened him, and connected him back to the service of Ram. Like Nityananda Prabhu also comes to propagate the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Bhaja Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Veha Gaurange Namre, Jetana Gauranga Vade, Sehaya Mara Pranare. So he sings, anyone who chants the name of Gauranga becomes my life and soul. And anyone who does this, I am sold out servant to them. Like that he says. So if you want to purchase me, you chant the names of Gauranga. Like the Nityananda Prabhu sings. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu propagates the glories of Lord Chaitanya and works for his mission. This is the beauty. When Krishna wants to relax, he becomes Anantashesha. Because Vishnu's mission is to relax now. So he becomes a bed. When Lord's mission becomes going to forest for 14 years, then he's assisting in that mission by becoming his assistant, you know, bringing the fruits and roots from the jungle and giving to Sita Mata for cooking for Ram. Whatever be the Lord's mission, he is simply assisting in it. When he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't want to kill anyone, he only wants to kill the demoniac mentality, so he comes as Nityananda Prabhu to assist him in that mission. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to spread the holy names in every town and village. So Nityananda Prabhu also says similar words. And grame grame, in every village, holy name should be spread. And he is the first assistant to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spreading the holy name. So this clearly shows he understands the mission of the Lord and he assists him to enhance his mood. Whatever mood the Lord is in right now, you want to propagate holy name, he propagates. You want to relax, he relax. Whatever. You want to fulfill his father's order to go to jungle, he goes with them. Even leaving behind his wife and family, living 14 years in the jungle to assist him in his mission. So, being the Adi Guru, it is said, Krishna gives knowledge, but Balaram gives the strength to hold the sword of knowledge given by Krishna. Because if somebody gives you a big plate of Mahaprasad with 15 crores items, you also need digestion to eat it. Similarly, knowledge is available in Bhagavad Gita, but to hold the knowledge we need Balaram's strength, which comes through the agency of the Guru Parampara. All the spiritual masters in our disciplined line are empowered by Balaramji. He is the original Guru on whom all Gurus are sheltered. We can easily see how powerful the spiritual personalities, Gurus become, empowered by Balaram. That even in a dangerous age of Kali Yuga, where the whole world is swept by the current of Maya, these acharyas are able to hold the living entities by keeping them away from Maya, firmly sheltered in the shelter of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. That strength is actually supplied by Balaram. So today we can pray to Balaramji to supply us strength through this Guru Parampara to become stably situated with consistent enthusiasm, with utmost sincerity, with our determination, never to get swayed away by the varieties of gross and subtle forces offered by Maya in various shapes and forms in this dangerous age, but be fixed and rooted in the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, continuously chanting the holy names till our last breath. Shri Balaramji ki.